Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
I call a lot and meet lots of friendly people.
Sometimes when I'm watching TV and I want someone to talk to, I call. It's great to talk to someone when you're all alone.
I meet new girls all the time.
It's a non-stop party.
Fun people waiting to talk to you right now at 1-900-999-CHAT. 98 cents a minute. Call now.
It is August 1989. Your Young Miss magazine is now calling itself YM and says that means young and modern. Toy makeup is being marketed to girls as young as six. California athleisure wear looks cross over into malls and main streets. Snoods are back with short sleeve coat. Dressy touch on daytime look. Avon, Revlon, animal testing is not done. Cardigans and ties for days. Deanna Freeland's gone away. Gold is out. Bronze is in. What world are we living in? You don't care about all of that because you are still freaking out about this phone. You've been calling friends for their opinions, and while it has been difficult to keep them on the phone long enough for them to hear all the available options, you still think this is about as legit as a Gallup poll. The problem is, there's a bit of a tie, and now you're past phone curfew, so no decision tonight. Might as well pretend you're on the perfect phone with the perfect friends as they talk shit about perfect strangers. Yes, it's time to...
Listen to Sassy!
Before we get into anything else, 98 cents a minute is outrageous.
It's crazy. It was the most adult amount I could think of, too. I was like, they're clearly having sex on this thing. Who would spend this kind of money?
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
We want to thank everyone who came to our Zoom watch along of Take My Daughters, Please. In our timeline, this has not actually happened yet. We're recording this the day before. But we assume that some of you came and we were happy and thrilled to see all of
and
you.
And if you didn't, you guys suck.
Yeah,
jerks. You just stood us all up. Fuck off.
Just pick someone to be mad at who will end up actually having been there. And then you're going to be like, shit.
I cut up crudité. For what? Is there a rapper named Crudité? And if not, why?
What about C. Rudité?
Kid Cudi Rudité.
Yes, that's right. I was going with Cut Crudité.
The Zoom watch-alongs, we do them every month. They alternate with theatrical movies and TV events. So that's why Take My Daughters, Please, which is a TV movie, is our August watch-along. For September, I can tease some of the options. The Big Picture, Kevin Bacon film school satire, Eric the Viking, Terry Jones plus Tim Robbins at last together. Penn and Teller Get Killed. I remember seeing this and it blew my mind.
Important film to me.
Very important. And Uncle Buck, which was the second place finisher for our July watch along. So, you know, why don't you throw us $5 and get in the Listen to Sassy Club? This is the best way to support the show and the best way to get all of our incredible perks, which also include ad-free episodes, access to the Discord, full issue scans, stickers, more.
More!
Listen, more! Don't forget the more.
Listen to sassy.com/club.
Did you say moat?
I said more!
More! Oh, got it.
So thank you to everyone
who's digging moats.
Thank you to everyone who's in the club. Thank you for everyone who is going to join the club after that tease. We love you all. We treasure you. And now let's talk about the fashion, etc. of the August 1989 issue, starting with our cover. The model is Jade. She was from the Stress story a few months ago where she had a headache and she looked beautiful, just slightly pinching her forehead. That was her. And our photographer, of course, is George Holtz.
George Holtz!
What do we think of this look? It's a lot of ruffles.
She's almost daring me in this photo. Like, give it, try this shit out. Like, try, just put this. It's Seinfeld's puffy shirt with some sort of leather jacket with a fur collar.
What it is she's just learned that Shakespeare, when they did his plays in public, actually, you know, didn't have women acting. And she's like, oh, yeah, Shakespeare, take this.
Yes, she could be on a coin, a Canadian coin of some kind, I'm guessing.
A Throonie?
The Loonie on the Toonie.
And their big cover line is so good. And it is so good, this issue, I think. There's a lot of good stuff in it. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the meat. We have the meats. I forget
is
if
that
we're
from something.
We have the meats.
I don't know what's going on. Play that again.
We have the meats.
Ew.
Don't tell her. Just let her. Happening. Just wait. Okay, quiz time. What do you think that's from? Just like workshop it.
Okay,
I'll play once
I
more
don't
for
even...
you. So you can get it.
We Listen. Have the meats.
Gross. Okay, so it's, I would never assume this is a commercial because of the background that like, like this is a WWE crossover thing. Yeah. Oh God, it makes my groin hurt. Is that a wrong response to the sound? Play it again.
We have the meats.
Gross. But it's got that stadium sound of like, we're going to pound you to pound town.
Are we going to tell her?
No.
Don't. Please don't.
No.
Yeah, I heard Arby's and that's enough. Is it? Oh, God. It's worse now with horsey sauce, if any of that is true. Did you say Arby's?
I've been told not to confirm it, so I will neither confirm nor deny. Our first fashion feature is called Jean Street. And the concept for this one is basically, y'all heard of jeans? It's jeans. Like, you know, they're cute and everything,
it's
but
like that song. Y'all heard jeans?
There's two of them. It's this one. These jeans go on when you turn the page. I cannot put on a pair of jeans without that playing in my head. Do you know that?
Really?
These jeans go on when I go outside. It is like the pandemic. It's been more than the pandemic, but I wear more jeans than I used to.
Wait, jeans. Like you put on two pairs every day?
I do, so I don't get COVID. Is that not the CDC said recently? I don't know. Wear three pairs of jeans. Just try it. We're trying it.
Two on his pants, and you got one kind of as a really uncomfortable jacket. You put your arms through the.
I think you can see that Sassy is suggesting I wear about five or six pairs of jeans wherever I can fit them. Put one on your arms. Wrap a jeans around your head like a hat. Another jeans bandana.
Yeah,
we're gonna be. You see it. It'll be a make it making it soon. The other song is from this album, from this one, Jeansy Street. And that's also been playing in my head. Jeansy Street. Acid wash in jeans. Yes, sorry. Anyway.
The photographer is Nodar Berardino.
Nodar Berardino.
So many syllables. Our models are Tamika, who we'll see again later in the issue, and Alana, who's a little girl. And I guess the concept is that they're sisters and the older one is taking the younger one to school or something on the streets of New York.
And but, now that the younger one has been shuffled off to school, I can hang out with my real friends. These used tires.
Yes. So on page 51.
Good year? Yeah, pretty good.
Always.
On page 51, this is where she's sitting on some tires. She's got a newsboy cap.
She's retired. Tara.
Yes. She has unsnapped her newsboy caps to make it nice and tall. She's got like Beatles sunglasses on and then a tapestry vest, possibly more than one now that I'm actually really looking at it.
Yeah.
A chambray shirt.
She's Pam in the vest situation.
Yeah.
Is that not acid wash at some point on one of these vests?
I don't think they're denim, so I would say no. I think
that's
it's
a
just
velvety,
the shirt.
Crushy thing.
See. So then she from like the knee down on her jeans, which otherwise look normal, they're like cut open and they've sewn in some velvet
prints. They've sewn in prints.
They've sewn in prints. They've princified these jeans by 30%. And the caption at the bottom of the page is, just when I think I've gone too far, something clicks and it all looks right. And I couldn't pull off this look, but she does actually look pretty cool.
Yeah, she walked into Paisley Park in this outfit. She would be like mistaken as an employee. Be like, you know, when you accidentally wear a red shirt to Target and everybody's like, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
Where's the DVDs?
What I didn't know at the time this issue came out was that at my school in Niagara, it was a big trend to like open the whole outer seam of your jeans and sew in like cool fabric. If the jeans had gone out of style or they weren't cut right or whatever, there was a couple of girls who knew how to sew and they would do this to their jeans and it looked real cool. Not this that I couldn't pull off, the whole strip from like waist to, you know, ankle. That worked.
Speaking of pandemics and jeans, I had just gotten a pair that did that at like this, not at the knee, because what am I, Steven Tyler, but like a little, like right at the ankle.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, these are cool. And then we all went inside. And by the time we were going to go outside again, when I put them on, I was like, who do I think I am? Just got rid of them as fast as possible. I aged out of so many things during that lockdown.
Yeah.
And this look is definitely, I've never tried it. That was the closest I got. And I mm-mm. think it was good that I stayed inside with them.
These jeans.
Just a small note, you can tell this actually was shot in New York City in the past because in the last photo, you can actually see a We Are Happy to Serve You Greek coffee cup on mm-hmm. the table in the background. So
the classic.
Yeah, classic. I mean, it's a classic, yet present day, you have to like go out of your way to find a place that actually has them.
Fashion feature number two is Into the Woods. Our photographer is Peggy Sirota. Is that a new photographer for us, Tara?
I think so.
Our model is Helene, and this is about what you wear when you're Nordic and walking through a forest. There's no other person that can pull this off. Nordic forest, elfin people. This is your spread. And I have a lot of jealousy and envy of all of these looks, and it did make me genuinely go to eBay and aww. Buy essentially a cardigan that's on page 67.
Aww.
Cute. It has arrived. It smells like old mooses, old meese. It smells like Ed Meese. And it doesn't look good on me, but it is authentically, basically this cardigan.
But does yours have reindeer on it? It seems to be an integral part of Nordic
I'll have
sweaters.
To go look. It's a Putumayo, as it says. And I was like, oh, you can still get all these things over on eBay and Poshmark. And so if going through this spread, which on page 67, it also looks like she's wearing the balls that they hang off of trucks, but in a scarf.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I don't know. Maybe that's why.
The elongated scrotum scarf.
Pam.
She's wearing.
Also available in Poshmark.
That product has a name. Have some respect for the truck nuts.
Yeah,
with
truck,
a
nuts.
Z. Truck nuts. With a Z.
She's wearing a couple of pairs of these nuts around her neck in a pond on the rocks. Like it is. Nobody can, this isn't a...
Yeah,
this
she's
is,
got two handfuls
She's got two
nuts.
Handfuls yeah. of truck nuts. One over her shoulder for good luck.
It's like if Doctor Who was doing a porno. Big long scarf with balls at the end of them.
I like the skirt. I like the whole thing on all of these pages. It is, you know, stuff I can't wear. It's corduroy and it's chunky scarf, or chunky sweaters and silly hats that have like animals or jauntiness. It's tights with booties. It's thick wool. It's everything that gives me hives. It's mm-hmm. layers upon layers of coats rolling around in dead leaves and dirty trees as if that won't also give me hives. She's got a braid on page 66 that doesn't even have a fasten at the end. Her hair mm-mm. can just stay braided because she wants it to. These are Bjork skills.
Yeah, her braid is hiding the lost title page intro to the finale of The Old Man. That's just a joke for three of you. But
I appreciated it. The weird thing about how Nordic this looks, and part of that is the wildly blonde model, is that they do look Nordic, and yet so much of it is from Putumayo, which means it's like probably Peruvian, these sweaters.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one on page 65, my grandma was a knitter. At this time, she would have really loved to make me a sweater this complicated. Because at this point, I would still, sounds like so shitty to say, I was shitty. I was a shitty teenager. And the only things that I would pick out for her to make for me, because she was like, please go and look at knitting patterns, something. Like, she was just really wanted to. And I just picked out stuff that was really plain. And she was like, okay. Like, she would have loved me to get something with like mohair that was like plaid and like multiple different kinds of wool and stuff. But anyway, this is something that she could have made for me in like 3 days. And I was...
Oh, that's amazing.
Too crappy to say, yes, please make this for me. Because I was a jerk.
Was.
I'm still a jerk, but not in that way. And now she's too old to knit. She's in her 80s.
She spells it with a G. Like how on page 63, she's just poking herself in the eye with a leaf. This looks like when you try to, you know, when you're this age, when you're trying to be like cool in a photo and you've tied your hair in a thing that makes no sense. And then you poke your eye with the leaf while you wear a 3 doilies
or she
and
attempting
a Peruvian sweater.
Vulcan mind meld my thoughts to your thoughts, oak leaf.
Starlight Jam. No idea what he means by that. But yes, sure, Dave.
Yeah, this collar is very old school Lutheran to me.
It's a Mr. Coffee Pot strainer. And then on the next page on 64, it's just Johnny Depp's wet dream. See this? Could I be wearing any more clothes? Asleep with a hat over my face.
She's got so many bottles of wine in that coat. You just can't see
it's them. You can't wear this whole outfit after a certain age, or it's like... Like one time I was a little dressed like this and I had sat down outside my mom's house to pick something up. And one of the neighborhood moms came over to help my mom and then when I turned, she went, oh, Pam, I'm so sorry. I thought your mom was helping a homeless person. And I was like, well, I'm going to go home and change. And I was essentially wearing this. So I'm just saying, age matters.
Our third fashion feature is called Now is the Time for All... dot, dot, dot. And this is... It's another new photographer whose name is Calliope. One name. And this whole spread from poses to lighting to framing... It's so Spiegel catalog, I actually can't believe it. Like, there's nothing fashion-y about this. This all looks just like you opened up whatever came to your house, like that the magazine shopping story from a few months ago, and was like, I don't know, here's some sweaters, I guess. Like, they don't look, it's not sassy. They don't look interesting. They don't look compelling. Mm-hmm. They just look like, I don't know, here's some stuff. Anyone else? Just me?
No. And the ugly ass pants each and every one of them is wearing. Everybody's got unflattering, boring, crotchy pants.
Crotchy.
They're in such boring. Well, they are crotchy. Either they're puffing at the crotch or they're hiding the crotch. On 85, she's hiding the fact that these are obviously ugly, ugly pants.
Yeah.
In her ugly, ugly cropped sweater. Everything is bad. Mm-hmm. This looks like clothes your mom is forcing you to wear for a nice picture day with the family.
Oh, yeah.
Just take a nice photo for once on page 87.
And what is that color? It's like sharp puce.
Yeah. Citron. Yeah. It's very limeade.
Terrible.
Page 87 is just one for your grandmother, please. Everything. Look at the crotch on this one. No.
Yeah. But page 86, they're both like essentially dressed the same in like boring white sweaters and extremely light jeans. Yeah. Like just hanging out on the floor, like they're at the Sears photo studio, and the rest of their family, who are also identically dressed in the same outfit, are like just out of frame.
Even all the jewelry is like school jewelry or back of the magazine jewelry, like rings.
Yeah.
The hair is nothing. Mm-hmm. Everything is, you're right. There's just nothing sassy about it. It's aggressively 17.
It's the all-girl version of THX 1138.
Starlight.
Sassy is is just playing with me now because we're making it. This issue is called Beat It. Just beat it. And, you know, here's the thing about putting beads on your clothes. Yourself, doing it yourself. You really don't try it more than once because you at one point drop the container of beads accidentally, or you hit it with your pinky and it flies in the air like you're in Alice's restaurant. And the beads go everywhere. And you're like, fuck this noise. Because you're never going to find him again. It takes 10 years to find every bead you dropped once trying to embroider a tank top.
Yeah. These beads are
these
so small.
Beads.
Let's go on when you want to have every second of the night. I live another life.
On to our beauty features. Beauty feature number one is called Boy Stuff. And I forgot to say this the first time we saw her, which was back in the blush story a few issues ago. But Angie, A-N-J-I, who is our model here, photographer is Andrew Brucker. Angie is Angie Featherstone, future actor. You will have seen her as Adam Sandler's ex in The Wedding Singer wearing the Van Halen t-shirt that he tells her to take off because she's going to curse the band and make them break up. She was also later Jerry's housekeeper on Seinfeld, whom he sleeps with, and she continues to expect him to keep paying her even when she doesn't clean his place. She is super cute in this story, which is about using products for men and getting your haircut at barbershops and not being so fussy about all your girly shit. And I took this story's advice. I bought a shaving brush to use to wash my face. And I can't remember if I told this story on the podcast already, but my mother stole it from me and threw it in the garbage because she became convinced for whatever reason that it was going to scratch my face and make my skin worse. And she was basically just like, I overrule you, even though I bought it with my own allowance money. Oh. And that was, I mean, it was around the time this issue was out, so I still remember it 30 years later, and I bet if I asked her about it, she would also remember this incident happening, because I was really, really mad.
It's true injustice. That was yours.
Yeah.
For your face. Mm-hmm. To do what you want with. It's your face.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Thanks. Other advice from this article is they recommend Bowling Green cologne, which I was obsessed with probably because of this article. They do not make it anymore, sadly. And they also recommend using Barbasol shaving cream for your legs. That is what I use now. I won't say I still use it because I didn't at the time. I don't think they had Barbasol in Canada, possibly. But it works great, and it is the cheapest brand you can buy. Perfectly good as, you know, any skin to mitts or whatever the hell they try and sell you that's pink. Barbasol is is where it's at.
Man, this article really had an impact on your life, Tara, still.
Yes. Well, I started using Barbasol much, much later in life because of how inexpensive it was. But still, they were right then and they're right now.
My dad had like Gillette Ultra Cool Gel at the time for me to use. And it's different when you are new at this and you're using your mom's plastic disposable razor and don't know that that's not something you just use someone else's plastic disposable razor. And then with your dad's Cool Gel, that is, I do still remember that. That's a unique pain.
Oh, man.
It's a unique deep menthol mistake. And you only make it once.
Dave, are you concerned about girls encroaching on your territory with all this barbershop business?
No. I just realized there's a subheading called butt stuff. Oh, I thought it was buff stuff. I thought it said butt stuff. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Different.
No.
Different. I don't want to know what boys use for their butt stuff in this article specifically.
Mm-mm.
All right.
You know that, you ever get those envelopes and you open it upside, it's just like belly button lint? That's what we see in this. That's...
What?
Yeah. Beauty feature. I'm just going to ignore him.
You know those old padded envelopes?
Oh, yes.
It's just like purple pocket lint inside.
Yes.
That's what we stick up our butts.
Yeah, okay, great.
Oh, I thought that's what you have in
your butt. Boy secret.
That's your butt stuff. God. This explains a lot.
about face. Our first story in the top left corner is about a Kingpin hat, aka a fucking Jughead Jones hat. And this is, you would think this should be a making it project, like just buy a dumb bucket hat and put some pins on it. But no, this is actually like advertorial. They tell you where to purchase your own for $20. It looks so dumb.
You gotta call a dude named Tim.
Well,
it's like an Etsy shop.
Yes. And that's when I discovered, when I looked up, like, what is Tim Petros doing now? He's still around. You can still go to thekingpin.com and buy one of these hats. I don't recommend it, but you could. And then the history tab describes him as a design engineer. So I think he, like, went on to work in the field of, like, doing 3D virtual tours of places.
Hats. Oh.
Yes. Get a 360 on all of the stupid fucking bottle caps he glued to this thing. I hate this hat. Sorry. I'm not going to say this is the dumbest hat we've ever seen in Sassy, because the one that was like a little stack of flowers with a flower sticking straight up, the Cindy Lou Who thing, remains the dumbest one. But this is, it's in the running for bottom five hats.
This is
Sassy.
Absolutely the hat that looks most like a very well-used pincushion.
Yeah. Pam is curiously silent during this. This is when we find out Pam ordered one of these.
Get Pam, just no. Like.
I'm looking at the kingpin.com, which is a real Wayback Machine. Of,
it is.
Remember when we invented the internet? Don't know if anybody's touched it.
Strong 99 vibes from this website.
It does like. Yeah. So my face is me mostly being like, is this an old website you found, or is this where it's at right now with the kingpin? No, I've never worn a hat like this. I've never known someone wearing a hat like this. I would turn around this. Well, Scott Coffey might wear this hat in some kind of wonderful.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the closest I'm getting to the, that's the only boy I would like.
Oh.
Yes, the pins, like it's some skater. Skaters could pull it off, but
it's
he's not
true.
Good at skating, and that's why he's wearing a hat.
Even Ducky from Pretty in Pink would not attempt this hat. And he tried some shit with pins.
Nah, but he's got too much going on. This is for a quiet dude who will become Spike Jones.
Spike Jones would not. Now I'm not so sure. You might be right. You might be right. Yeah. This is a Spike Jones.
The silent joint. Beastie Boy is wearing this hat in the back, being like, you know it. Like, that's what Kingpin hat guys say.
The fourth Beastie guy, he's Alan. Not Adam Alan. Or the other Adam. It's Alan.
Alan, yes. And he's named it, they just call him Kingpin. And he's like, I don't know why. And they're like, right, Alan.
Click on the links below to visit our other sites. Here's some samples of the things you can visit. Joke of the day.
Oh.
Yeah. Propeller hats. Fake $1 million bills site.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. $8 mold test kits.
I'm not clicking any of these links.
Wagon wheels.
MySpace layouts.
Funny fake IDs. Yeah, MySpace layouts.
Yeah, Kingpin. There's a Kingpin hat in Ghoulies Go to College. Now a major motion picture. Anything says now a major motion picture. You are in the older net.
Also featured in Playgirl magazine, covering up boobies, also used as shoulder pads, also wearing one of them. One girl, five Kingpin hats on in Playgirl.
Yeah, so at the bottom down here, all designs and images, thekingpin.com, copyright 2005 in stone, it says. And then there's an animated GIF of an envelope opening over and over again.
All right, go to the Kingpin site. All right. Scroll on the side until you hit the Playgirl thing.
Yes.
Click on that and tell me that isn't Mike Myers.
Oh, God.
I looked at the dude until I realized that's not who you were talking about. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I get that's so many hats.
Pam, she's also got a peace sign. Is this what you looked like when you wore yours?
I'm upset. No one was supposed to find this photo of me for another 30 years. Everything people signed. Oh my gosh. This is unfortunate. This
no
poor
kooks,
girl.
Says the no one kooks. On her right boob.
I hope this woman, this grown woman who has grandchildren now, has this framed in her bedroom. And whenever her grandchild brings someone over, she goes, you know, I was a pinup. I was in Playgirl. And then she brings this out and she's like, at first they were like, these tits are too nice to cover up with hats. And I was like, I insist. And that's tape. They've taped them. They've taped them.
No, there. Grandma, you died in the hat factory fire.
No, I will never die. I'm immortal. Hats all, folks. So now we have Zits and Stuff, a new feature. That's great. They're just like, what are we going to call it?
Zits and Stuff sounds like a video game from 1991. You know?
It does.
From the creators of Earthworm Jim comes Zits and Stuff.
Zitty. And our first question, this is a Q&A about, you know, I mean, I think we already have this in Body Talk, but this is Zits and Stuff, so don't worry about it. It's not the same. It's fine. Question.
I don't understand why famous people don't get acne. Isn't there anyone famous who goes through acne like us? Signed, Brit Sindlia, possibly a pseudonym.
Wow.
Do your hair, Sindlia.
You can also use it on your legs. It's find it in your dad's shaving section.
Yes. So this is basically, the answer is like, well, when you see celebrities in magazines, most of the time they're, you know, photoshopped. They also can go to the most expensive facialists that there are. But then they're also like, as a rule, skin looks way better on film, unless the lighting is unflattering. Primo example, Working Girl. This is so shady. Who did they think looks bad in Working Girl? Like, I've seen that movie many times. I certainly don't remember anyone looking notably bad because of the lighting or whatever in that movie. 720 Sassy Go. Who do you think looks bad in Working Girl? Like, who are they talking about? I mean, a lot of the Staten Island ladies have some harsh makeup, but like that's part of the story. So I don't get this. But anyway.
Next question. I wear nail polish a lot. When I take it off, I have ugly yellow stains on my fingernails. What can I do to get rid of them? Says Die. Answer, to get rid of the yellow marks you already have, try a nail stain remover like Sally Hansen Bright Nails and skip the polish until the nails are white again. Then be sure to apply a base coat before you polish to protect your nails from stains and finish with a top coat to make the polish last longer. Jesus H. Christ. That is so much work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or not, just if you want them to look nice and buffed. It's so much work. So much work.
Jesus H. Christ. Why do you guys do it?
Well, I'll tell you what I did this weekend. I got a home UV manicure situation. So I was like, maybe I can just do this myself without having to go to places. And I found these like paper half gel things.
Right.
And you put them on and then you put them in the little UV thing and it bakes them on. Mm-hmm. And then you file them and you cut them. And I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And then I went to work. And then half an hour later, one was just gone. I don't know where it went. And then about an hour after that, like another one was just on the floor by my desk. And then I took a bath and they all fell off. The soup tastes weird. So I need you to know that it took almost 2 hours to do this. Whoa. Because I did the whole thing. I did the cuticles and the soaking and the hot and the buffing and my manicure looks great, but there's no nails on this. Mm-hmm. And that is because they fell off in the bath. Now, I was just my first try. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's better things out there. But Dave, it is just to not be embarrassed when I sign, when I put my finger on the keypad at the, you know what I mean? I want to buy something without someone looking at me and going, oh boy. Yeah. My nails always look like I've escaped anything.
I mean, not as bad as mine if I don't get manicures all the time, which is why I do it. And my answer to this is like, I don't get the yellow marks. I mean, I've had stains on my nails before. But the answer is when you take your nail polish off, just put more nail polish on. Then no one can see the yellow stains. Let's talk about ads, because we've got some new ones on page 9. We've got an ad for merry-go-round. Speaking of Seinfeld, which we were earlier, back here is Paula Marshall, who was previously in the first Prom Story, I think. She is wearing the ugliest fucking jeans I've ever seen. We've talked about how Sassy does not acknowledge acid wash except in terms of the ads they accept. And this is not just aggressive acid wash, but it's like been hacked apart and then sewn back together. So there's like frayed edges. 1, 2, 3, 4, we can see just from her waist to not even her knee on her right leg.
Yeah, she's got ribbed jeans.
Yes.
For her pleasure. Yeah. Yeah.
And then three seams with fraying on her left leg. So they're not even symmetrical. And then her jacket, she has tried to hide by pulling it off her shoulders, but it's the same thing, matching, ripped apart, sewn together. But I will say, even though we don't see her friend's face, who is next to her holding a cup of French fries that look super good, by the way, she's got shredded fringe on the back of her coat, which, like, whatever. But I hope she put this in her modeling book because that ass don't quit. This is an ass for the ages. This model should have this ad framed in her house and make her grandchildren come and look at it because, wow, that butt.
It's like the, on Friday Night Lights, they have to slap that sign before they go out to play the game. There's a photo of grandma by the door every time they come in. Slap grandma's ass before you come in.
This Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. This butt, it gives me Roper's flashbacks. like, this is what girls with the fringy jacket and this tight butt top, like, And then the hint of animal print. Mm-hmm. This is an FFA 4-H. She's riding horses. Mm. She's got chickens. She knows how to birth a cow jeans and a butt that matches that, where she's just like, oh, no, I don't have sex. Like, this girl, this girl in these jeans with this butt has won a lot of trophies that involve.
You guys have missed the best part of this ad. Which is the guy is trying and failing at eating a French fry.
He is.
Burp, ow, my teeth. I hit my teeth with the
He's
French fry.
He's too busy
fry.
Trying to see your ass to look at the fry. He's going up and over. Can I take a bite?
He's got a periscope just out
I
of frame.
I used to know how to do this. Oh, bonk, bonk. Oh, well.
On page 11, we have another classic Sasson jeans ad featuring a celebrity. And I'm going to say it. This is the most demented one yet. In the center, we have Susan Lucci, the All My Children star, with hair everywhere. Her hair is huge. I mean, it's 1989. That's fine.
She's got, I'm lying down and somebody's taking a photo from above me hair.
Yes.
But she's not lying down. There's no photo from above her.
That's right. But she is in this photo with her two children. They've, for some reason, captioned them in the opposite order. On this ladder to Susan's right, our left, is her son, Andreas Huber, who looks to be, what do you think, like 9?
Sure.
I mean, Andreas Huber, she has married a German gentleman, and she has certainly sired a German-looking son.
He looks like he'd be a bully on Punky Brewster.
Yep.
Or he's like a world-class pretzel maker.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I looked him up. He's just like a golf guy.
He's a golf guy. There we go.
Regular rich jerk.
Sure.
And then also in this photo is her daughter, Liza, who looks like she's a, 16 or so. She's got her hair in a half pony, real high. She rode the nepotism pony until it collapsed. She also got a job as an actor on All My Children. Then she was on Passions, and then she retired from acting. But so the jeans that they're wearing in this ad, I mean, I know I talk some shit about the jeans in the merry-go-round ad. These are worse. They are like painted. I'm sure this is just paint with anti-drug messaging.
Oh, well, not just anti-drug messaging, just general things to be aware of messaging. Because the kid, we got a don't do drugs one, yes. Mm-hmm. But we also have caution, speed kills.
That's also those against drugs.
Oh, I thought it was just like a traffic thing because it looks like a
Right.
But it's about, like, a traffic sign thing.
It's a tour. Well, yes. That's what they borrowed it from.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A tour. Oh, and Susan's in a t-shirt or a sweatshirt that also says, from what we can see, there's a T and a do and a, you know, do not enter sign. So I'm sure that also says don't do drugs.
But it doesn't look like it says just do drugs. You can just let your brain imagine what the fastest one. Oh, but the don't do drugs on the jacket that's so casually placed next to her Debbie Gibson kid is
very natural.
It looks like Bobby Hill has come up with his own design for don't do drugs, and he's like, Dad, it says don't do drugs, and I can't do it anymore. I've aged out of my Bobby Hill. I took traffic signs and I put don't do drugs on them. I can't do it.
No,
I'm laughing
good.
Too much at it. No, it used to be better. Mm. It looks like Bobby drew himself as a mime.
Yeah.
I'm walking right off a cliff of brick.
It's not even a cliff. It's a building rooftop. Because it's like a brick wall on which someone has spray painted the dorkiest graffito tagger
it's
ever.
It's a very 1978 after school special interpretation
for
of what you do on drugs.
This could be a page in a Jack Chick tract, this drawing of like the wall, the brick, the corner of the roof of the building, and
the
pretzel maker, and then this figure with its hands out, like eyes closed, about to step off this roof because they didn't see the yellow painted don't do drugs.
Like, oh shit.
I could talk about this piece of art for 10 more hours, probably.
It deserves its own podcast series. Mm-hmm. Episode 1, the ladder that they're on. How did they get it? Episode 2, the little German pretzel maker's necktie. Episode 3, why the sign of the times? I would not stop. So much acid washed. Like, oh, the crotches again. I think acid washed was the meanest to crotches.
Yes.
So much whiskering.
Yeah. Yep. Ugh. It's true. Anyway, if you don't always look at the visual aids, I mean, I hope the last two ads we have described have sent you to look, because it's important.
You need to send it to someone else and then say, can we talk about this? Like, you can't just look at it and not need to speak about it.
No, you need to send this to someone else and then say, 7 days.
You've seen the sign of the times. Side one has another two-page spread in Sassy. This one doesn't have a Baldwin in it. It has instead a threesome. It's an ad for threesomes. I don't know it is an ad for threesomes. So it's these fuzzy pictures of these two boys and a lady, and they start in a pool. They end up in a bed, and it says, meet Geppetto, Serge, and Chloe. They're getting warmer. And that's it. I mean, these guys are boning as soon as we turn the page. I'm into it. I don't know what side one is an ad for other than
shoes. We established this when we talked about it the last time.
Once again,
I thought it was jeans.
Yeah, you can't. So there is a pair of shoes. That's what's left. Okay. It's that one pair of red shoes.
Yes.
It says, once again, I must point out, shoes for situations.
No, you're right. I didn't even look at that. So, but these are shoes for threesomes. So I mean, Chloe is getting it in one of these pictures. Like, I think we're actually seeing the sexcapade.
I thought you were going to say Chloe's getting it in the shoe.
I mean, we know from the Billy Baldwin one that they're just making up names, but Geppetto? Geppetto. Is this an aspirational name? Like, this is why they have to work so hard to make you think they're all fucking, because his name is Geppetto, according to the copy.
Tara, his name is Geppetto because he's an organ grinder.
All right. I accept that. On page 34, we have another ad for Switch USA. We have previously talked about this brand when it was a matching acid wash jacket and skirt, and they had seated their model right on a very hot rock. The same model is back. This time they let her stand, but she is in a Dr. Quinn medicine woman look. It's a black, sort of lacy, like mid-calf length, full-skirted shirt dress, but like with a very tight booby bodice. And then
when the posse came to town and killed my husband, they thought I would give up too. But here I am at his funeral with my cowboy hat and probably my shotgun ready to defend my house and home.
Yeah. But what's funny is when I look at it, I think Elaine Bennis is about to say, "You want your Christmas present? Here's your Christmas present." It is a very like, there's a different kind of other coastal woman who can pull this outfit off. And she gives no fucks.
It's true. This lady.
And although my husband is only 2 days dead, I am falling in love with you, Emilio Estevez.
It's either you or Geppetto.
Yeah, this woman either lives in 1863 or today in Ojai. And she has a Fordite store on Etsy.
Oh my God, yes. Not she even. Only has to sell one thing a year.
She sells bolo ties made out of Fordite, this lady. I haven't even talked about the hat. Like, it's just, all of this is... This is a 17-ass ad. I mean, we've already said this about one of their spreads, but this has no business in Sassy. It's so strange. Sounds like we all agree.
Yep. Next ad is Cat for Rat.
Cat for Rat. And these jeans are also awful, but I had completely forgotten about the look at the for a little while on peg leg jeans where you had fake straps on the back of your calf that would cover protect you from a zipper. Mm-hmm. And you would snap them. I'm not sure if she even has a zipper here, but that was a whole thing for them.
Yeah.
So you would strap yourself into your jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like how this one, whereas other ads will tell you like all the places that sell the brand, this one just says ask for Cap for Rat jeans at your favorite store. Like you're on your own. I don't know. Maybe they have them at the Bonton. It's not my business.
You are now in charge of trying to get us into stores. We don't have a plan.
just put a whole bunch of actual stores, but put a question mark after each one of them. Bloomingdale's?
Dillard's? Wet Seal?
Mervyn's?
Could you do us a favor? Ask for Cap for Rat jeans at your favorite store so that we can move some merch.
Look, I don't want to, poo-poo the photographer here, but if you're taking a shot out in the desert of a lady in jeans where she's doing a half lunge, just make sure there's not a suggestive cactus right behind her that makes it look like she's got a jolly green giant boner of sure epic does. Proportions coming out of her cat for rats.
That she's holding. That's the thing. Like, it's the hand that sells the boner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great movie starring Rebecca, what's her name?
DeBornay.
Yeah. And that rocks the boner.
Yeah.
Starring Cat for Rat.
Sassy Club, Sassy Club, it's time to shop at the Sassy Club. I feel like everything here we've already seen before, Sassy Club.
Absolutely.
It's another fucking Grateful Dead tie-dye, whoa, man, month.
Yeah.
Feel like 90% of this is a rerun. The only new thing that I can say for sure is the jobless shirt where the O is a peace sign. Yeah. I don't understand the messaging there.
I don't either.
At all. But that said, it is confusing enough. And I feel like it's hitting some sort of current 2022 zeitgeist that is what I'm buying for both of you.
Yeah.
It's Japisa Bless, if you read it correctly.
Yeah. Oh, that guy fucks. Yeah.
Japisa Bless definitely fucks.
Also an ogre grinder.
We are learning this month that Eliz, Jane's assistant, is leaving.
Dead.
She's leaving the magazine. They have a cake, and Mike, who is the copy editor of the magazine, makes sure that everyone knows he's not responsible for misspelling Elizabeth's last name or the mistaken use of pronoun for noun on the icing. And I respect that he was like, I didn't do this. Don't blame this on me. So good for him for sticking up for himself. The cake is cute, though.
The cake is cute, though. I did not expect you to say.
Why? What's wrong with it?
What?
It looks like a book. It's cute.
Well, first of all, they're a magazine. But secondly, it looks like a...
But she's going to get her master's in English, Pam. She's going to be reading novels.
Okay. But this is like precious moments.
It's like the book you sign at a funeral.
Yes, thank you.
That's true. That is true.
It does look like something happened to her and not.
Which, by the way, anytime you see that, just put in happy trails. That's all you write in those.
Oh. Did you learn that somewhere? Is that a Dave Cole original?
No, that's just what I do.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like offensive, but not like sweary offensive. And it's got like some sort of like folksiness to it. So the people are like, wah. They just let it slide. And you got away with something. Happy trails. Pro-life tip.
Is that because you never associated happy trails with something else?
I'm not answering any more questions on this.
But no, he didn't.
I don't sign those books. Why would I want to? What do you do with it? What do people do with those books?
Yeah.
I'm bored. What do you want to do? Let's see who was at mom's funeral and what they said.
This is just a sidebar, and Davey can cut all this, but they.
Look, Jim says, dang.
Say what? We are two issues past the article about incest, which we barely talked about because it was a bummer. But our first letter writes, I'd like to say bravo to Catherine's article about incest from June. I think it's about time incest was brought, quote, out of the closet, end quote, so to speak. I speak from experience. When I was younger, my older brother molested me, so I can really relate to the girls in the article. Once again, great job, Catherine, from Been There in Renton, Washington. And I'm so, so sorry to Been There for what she's survived. And I hesitate to even say anything. But that said, given the subject matter, I really would not have expected 2 exclamation marks in this letter. I'm just saying.
Well, it's got some Kimmy Schmidt vibes. You know what I mean?
It kind of does.
Yes.
It kind of does. We also have a few letters about the Where the Best Guys Come From, which was also in the June issue. The second of these, the letter writer says, the moment I finished your Best Guys article, I picked up my pen. Yeah, every single guy in California is a blonde, dumb surfer. Dream on! There is not just one big beach here. There are mountains, cities, deserts, and country. Some California guys have never been to the beach and are as pale as skim milk. There are millions of dark-haired, kind, caring, cool, intelligent, tough, fun. I could write 4 more pages. Guys in California. So before you stereotype, all caps, all California guys as blonde, dumb, tan surfers, get off the beaches and live inland for 5 years. Signed, a California girl who is seeing a pale, intelligent brunette, San Bernardino, California. It's fine. If you live inland in California, I don't understand being this braggy about it. Like, great, but like, why are you mad at the beach? That's all.
She is one exclamation point madder about this than the other person was about incest. That sentence ends with 3 exclamation points.
She is.
5 years. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Also, pale, intelligent brunette is giving off real pig vibes. Like,
oh, thank you for calling me a pig. Pretty intelligent girl. Thank you so much.
Okay, so we have acting up over activists. Thank you very much for your June story. Who wants to change the world? I'm so sick of people complaining about the world's problems and not doing anything about them. There are so many posers, people who wear peace signs on every article of clothing they own but treat people like crap. The best way to fight for peace is by loving and respecting your fellow human beings without prejudice. I genuinely respect the 5 people in your article. With people like this in the world, maybe the human race isn't quite as uncaring and disgusting as it sometimes seems. Justice from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Is a real human lover, like a really, like just deep in her heart, wants to change the world for the better. The problem is people are fucking disgusting, lazy pieces of shit. And that is why she's very happy that 5 people are making a difference. Justice, that's a non-gendered name. Justice could be a he. But in any event, I loved this letter where it was like, why can't we all get along? What's with all these fucking idiots?
The next letter about that article is, as I was reading your teenage activist article, Angie Gull's comments grated on my nerves like fingernails on a blackboard. Miss Gull, I'd like to ask you a few questions. Did you ever have vaccinations? Did you know that vaccinations are first tested on animals? Did you know that if we didn't use animals, we would have to use humans? Did you know that at classroom frog dissections could help a future scientist discover a cure for AIDS? How? Fur coats and makeup are bad reasons for using animals, but food and science are good reasons. Besides, eating vegetables is not only a way of killing plant life, but taking oxygen out of our environment. You can't win, signed Jessica in Brooklyn, New York. Okay. She starts with a couple of good examples, but then it really just loses the thread completely. And it reminds me of like people in high school when they were like, you know, defending eating meat, which I eat meat and I know it is not defensible, but would be like, well, if we stop, then what would happen to all the cows? They'd go extinct. Like, do you understand how factory farming works? Like, there would be less if people weren't eating them. Figure it out.
What would all those cow hunters do? Our last letter is Get a Clue, Jason, from Rebecca, feminist, from Malone, New York. Mm-hmm. And basically it boils down to she's upset that somebody said a girl can't be a feminist if she accepts a present from the guy, because I suspect that Rebecca likes presents.
Who doesn't? Next time! It's our August 1989 Slumber Party episode. We'll be taking the August 1989 quiz, and so should you. Rate your moodiness and then call us, because we will also be playing your latest voicemails. 720 Sassy Go, or listen to sassy.com/hotline if you want to record yourself right in your browser. For my plug this week, it's a few weeks old now, but I reviewed a wonderful show about teens. It's called Reservation Dogs. Season 2 just started earlier this month on FX on Hulu. And you can find a link to that at Vanity Fair in the show notes.
Everybody involved with this podcast and the podcast itself is talking shit about you online. If you want to find out what we're saying, you got to follow us at Tara Ariano, at Pamela Ribbon, and at Listen to Sassy is where to do that. You can support us on Patreon. It's $5 a month to join the Listen to Sassy Club. You get a whole bunch of perks, ad-free episodes, PDF scans, cover to cover, watch-alongs, and of course, moats.
So much moats. You can also call us. Our hotline is 720 Sassy Go. Leave us a voicemail about the show or the magazine, and we may play it on a future episode. You know, go to listentosassy.com to get all of our shit. Thanks for listening. The line of this week is Rebecca loves presents. I hope we make a sticker. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. You guys, there's a weird that on page 107. Even though Cap Ferrat says ask for it, here are the stores where you can find Cap Ferrat jeans. 579, Charming Shops Fashion Bug, Fashion Crossroads, Hills, Mervyn's, No Name, No Name, Petrie Stores, Prangeway, Strawberry Fields, and Vanity Shops. I feel like Cat Pratt made up all those stores. Prangeway. Yeah, this looks like she found things in a costume box and put them all together.
In the tickle trunk.
What is a tickle trunk?
Oh, I forgot. That's a Canadian thing. There was a kid's show called Mr. Dress Up, and he kept all of his costumes in the tickle trunk.
Holy shit, my mom wouldn't have let me watch that.
It's completely innocent.
Sure.
Canadians call in, 720 Sassy Go. Tell Pam she's being racist against Canadians.
Mr. Dress Up had a tickle trunk?
Yep. Nope. And the friendly giant.
No.
Yep.
That was a different show, but it was on before Mr. Dress Up.
Mm-hmm. Fredly Giant and his big fuck box.
Jesus Christ. Sorry. Dear school, I will not be attending today. I have a case of the meats.
We have the meats.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.